I'm joined on Radio Jackie today by Tom Bruce, who is a Labour councillor for Hounslow. A council report has been released, shining light upon unacceptable conditions faced by asylum seekers in hotels in the borough. Why is this report so important, do you think?
It's a groundbreaking report because it brings together a huge number of other factors involved in looking at asylum seekers and supports it, how they're being supported across the country. There are some other reports that are included in here, but it's also talking to asylum seekers themselves and people who work with them, particularly in the contingency hotels across Hounslow Borough, understanding exactly what their lived experience is, what they experience on a day-to-day basis, and more importantly, what we can do better as a nation to support them going forward.
And how many migrants, refugees, asylum seekers are living in Hounslow, and how many of those are in hotels at the moment?
So we've got over 2,000 asylum seekers currently here. Well over half of those are living in so-called contingency hotels. It's a very large number. And we are not alone in having such a large number, but we are near the top, particularly in London, but also across the country of those numbers in our borough.
Now, the government has withdrawn support for housing migrants and refugees in hotels. So how is Hounslow coping with that financial shortfall, and where are the migrants and refugees living now? Is it just solely in hotels?
Yeah, it's a big struggle. I mean, there's a big financial cost anyway for us. We have done some analysis work, and it's around £6 million it's costing for us to support asylum seekers in hotels and in other places that they're living. And that's purely funded from the council coffers. The majority, as I say, the vast majority are living in hotels still. And when their time comes to move on, it's that they come straight into the council and we have to find accommodation for them. So it doubles that cost, triples that cost. It creates an enormous economic burden on the area.
And you said it costs £6 million. Is that monthly, annually?
It's an annual cost for us, additional that we need to find to support those asylum seekers. It's for staffing costs, mostly people going out into hotels and supporting people. It's a big amount of money that we simply, in the current climate, we simply don't have.
So obviously these asylum seekers are living in the hotels. That's one room, probably sometimes for a couple of people, which isn't really good for, I guess, your mental health. Can you please explain some of the situations the council's witnessing?
Absolutely. In some cases, we have families living in very small cramped accommodations. We have single people or couples living with other single people and couples. Finding that families are struggling to feed appropriately their children, microwave meals with inadequate microwave facilities, various people living off simply fruit for days and weeks sometimes, which is wholly unacceptable. Children lacking play space. We have a number of the children in our local schools, so at least they're able to get out and get an education and to run around and to play with their peers. But those that are younger or those that are yet to get into our schools, really struggling with being cooped up inside all day. And it's not as though they have, you know, a huge amount to do in there. The hotels are clean mostly and well looked after, but there's not a huge amount of facilities in terms of toys or games or equipment that those young people could use. So it takes its toll. It takes its toll on the mothers and fathers. It takes its toll on the young people. Really an unknown situation. If you know you're going to a hotel and you're going to be there a week or 2 weeks or even a month, you know, you kind of can see a line of sight at the end of that. But for some of these people, they've been there for months, and we have some situations where some people have been there over 2 years now, which is, you know, completely unacceptable, and what we're calling on the government and the Home Office to sort out, to give us adequate resources and enable those people to move on with their lives.
Now, I read in the report that a four-year-old child has become so withdrawn that they refuse to leave the hotel room, and health professionals are saying that they might have depression. They probably do have depression. A four-year-old child is so young, isn't it? What is the council asking looking for to happen next?
Yeah, I mean, that's an extreme case, but it's not unique. Lots of examples where we're finding mental health conditions among all of the migrant population, or the asylum seeker population, and in children. And I think for that health worker, it was unprecedented seeing someone with depression so young. What we're calling on the government and the Home Office to do is step up and play their part much better than they have been so far. We need to have much better coordination between government departments, understanding the health needs and the education needs of the people in the hotels. We need the Home Office to work far more collaboratively with local authorities and Hounslow, but right across London, to provide much more, better funding, commensurate to exactly what we need in this borough. As I said, there's a huge shortfall in funding that we need, and what we need is the government to be able to provide that, work closely with us, understanding what exactly the needs are and getting their departments in order.
Does the council accept that there is limited funding to go around for many of the situations faced by asylum seekers, like the ones mentioned in this report, are also faced by people already living in the borough who need help too?
Well, we absolutely do. I mean, our finances are incredibly stretched, and we know there is, very difficult economic conditions right across the country, a cost of living crisis for many people in the borough that we want to house as well. I mean, I would call on the government to step up in all areas and adequately fund what we need, what local authorities need, in order to support all of our residents living here, whether they've been living here for years and years, decades in some cases, or whether they've just come into this country, in this borough, from abroad. I think what is very, very clear is that almost 75% of those asylum seekers who are coming into our borough, into the country, will get some sort of leave to remain, will be allowed to stay permanently. So these are not people who are going back home. These are people who are going to be our neighbours. These are going to be citizens of our country. And we need to show exactly what this country is and how we can step up and support them right from the beginning, not leave them in some cases, in squalor and destitution in contingency hotels and allowing this. And we need to make sure that this is not allowed to continue.
Yeah, absolutely. And my final question is, what are the key recommendations in the report?
The recommendations are set out into three areas. As I've said already, we're calling on the government to provide more adequate funding, to get their government departments to work more collaboratively together. We're calling on the Home Office to enable us to do much more for the people here. We're doing what we can within the resources that we have, but we need more in order to be able to support them better. We're calling on the government and the Home Office to look at their contractors and ensure that they are fulfilling exactly what they need to do. These are the people that are running the hotels and organising staff to be there. We need them to make sure that they're doing exactly the right thing for all those people, are trained properly to look after and recognise these mental health issues. A lot of these are being, it is council teams and health teams that are going in, but being missed because they're not there on a day-to-day basis. And we need those staff that are there provided by the government to be able to do this. And given that, the local authority will be able to get its partners together to support asylum seekers better. It will be able to, organise housing much better. It will be able to ensure its schools are set up well to support asylum seekers who are coming here, in a lot of cases with no English, and being able to progress in our schooling system. Obviously, we are incredibly welcoming to asylum seekers coming into our borough. We have a huge history of people from all over London, all over the country, and all over the world coming into our borough, and we welcome them with open arms. What we need is for the government and the Home Office to step up and provide us and asylum seekers with the right support in order that they are able to get on with their lives. And unlike the report title, they are not stuck on hold, and their lives are not stuck on hold, and they are able to become our neighbours and citizens of this country.